Next, the sodium fluoride outrage. In certain parts of the world, calcium fluoride occurs naturally in the water and causes teeth to be extremely strong but mottled with yellow and brown stains. What is dumped willy-nilly into our water supplies, however, is not calcium fluoride, but silicofluorides, which are 85 times more toxic than the calcium fluoride that makes teeth strong but ugly. These silicofluorides do not bubble innocently up out of the ground to make our teeth strong. They are, unfortunately, a waste product of industrial smokestacks and, with help from government in all English-speaking countries, industry has pulled a fast one on us again. Here is what they did. Industrial smokestacks get clogged up with non-biodegradable hazardous waste. This waste, as mandated by law, must be cleaned out by pollution scrubbers. Formerly, the removed sludge had to be shipped to a hazardous waste facility and neutralized by industry. This was very expensive, $2 per gallon, or even more, depending on how deadly the poisons were. This has to be one of the greatest con jobs ever pulled. In their search for a profitable way to dispose of their toxic waste, industry came up with a brilliant idea. They decided to call this silicofluoride a cavity fighter and make us drink it. Brilliant idea for industry, but disastrous for us because this waste contains arsenic, cadmium, uranium, aluminium, and lead, and we drink it and bathe in it. All the politicians, regulatory organizations, dental and medical associations, dentists and doctors who should be looking after our health have ignored and suppressed the fact that sodium fluoride was originally used as an insecticide, a herbicide, a fungicide, and was used to make nerve gas as well as to kill rodents. It's inexplicable. There are only two possible reasons for poisoning citizens with fluoride: willful ignorance or corruption. While on the subject of dental and medical associations, remember that they are not scientific bodies, but trade groups. They were established not to protect us from dentists, but to protect dentists from us. They are partly financed and, of course, very heavily influenced by the chemical multinationals and the drug cartels. Just sue one of their members for malpractice and watch what happens. They close ranks and lie for each other, and if one dares to help a victim, he or she will be in grave danger of losing malpractice insurance. Since sodium fluoride was added to the water in all English-speaking countries, there has been a huge increase, in fact, an epidemic of osteoporosis and Alzheimer's disease. This is no coincidence, as fluoride causes bones to soften and break easily. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency warns that fluoride causes an 87% higher rate of hip fractures in the elderly. And the U.S. Public Health Service cautions that fluoride is the most bone-seeking element known, and it makes our bones more brittle and our dental enamel more porous. Perhaps most shocking of all is the Alzheimer's disease connection. Decades ago, it was discovered that when kidney dialysis was carried out with fluoridated water, the patient, no matter the age, was quickly afflicted by Alzheimer's disease. In heavily fluoridated areas, dialysis patients died during treatments because of fluoride, and hospitals soon learned that they had to use purified water for dialysis. Governments were made aware of this, yet they continued dosing water supplies. A list of 119 scientists who opposed fluoridation was compiled by the London Anti-Fluoridation Campaign. The list includes Nobel Prize winners and reads like a who's who of the scientific community. They released this statement to the press. Quote, "Fluoridation is the greatest scientific fraud of this century, if not of all time." unquote. The bottom line is, fluoride destroys health in all its forms. It attacks the immune system and leads to cancer. Don't let a dentist paint this rat poison on your teeth and warn your children's and grandchildren's schools that you will sue them if they put it on their teeth. Never use fluoride toothpaste or fluoride pills. So far, we don't have sodium fluoride in all Australian towns, but the pushers keep trying to force it on us. Next time, there are reports in the news about how desperately children in your own town need fluoridated water, please write furious letters to your politicians. Jim Swirley, former Brisbane mayor, fought valiantly to keep it out of the Brisbane water. But most politicians don't care a fig about our health. They do, however, care about votes. So please take a few minutes to write strong letters and stop them in their tracks the next time they try to pull a fast one on us.